Let's ride.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Hey yo, DJ Face Mob, turn my motherfucking mic up. Yo, it's the boss, J Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground Hard Radio. Come ride with the team, with the host called Mafioso, Miss Chief, Dope Ass Music, Angelica Scurry, Razor, E Dub, Young Nah, King Ski, and DJ Sergeant Rock. We are Reality Radio. GroundHardRadio.com. Turn up for a motherfucking check. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Stop the fuckery. They should have never gave you niggas money. Ma. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King.
County. It's your boy Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Ground Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the president of GHR, Carter Mafioso, aka Face Mob, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, big bro? Mob.
All right, time.
Mob.
Where's your boy Carter Mafioso, aka Face Mob? The Hood Loud King, better known as the God Divine Universe, about to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR, and the Black Larry King, Ground Hard Radio. Let's get it.
Let's get it. That's what's up, man. That's what it is. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, we're going to take it to the West Coast because it's the motherfucking best coast. Representing that team, no filter. He day fresh like a motherfucker. It's the main man, Dope Ass Music, live in the building. What it do, fam, blem?
Oh, shit. We back in the building? We back in the building? Hey, let me get some of them hot wings, lemon pepper, please.
You ain't shit, nigga. That's what's up. We'll take that, though. It's all good. Open bite night. That's what it is. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. You know what I'm saying? We gonna bring a little down south. You know, a lot of down south, man. Representing that 228. It's the motherfucking 228 boy himself. It's the main man, Eric E. Dizzle, live in the building. But y'all know him as E. Dub. What's up, Boshi? Or no, y'all just gonna fuck up the intro like that? It ain't happening tonight, huh? All right, we might have to come back to E-Dub. That's what's up. That's what it is, man. Got to keep it moving, man. That's how the show go. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 949, you know what I'm saying? Originally from Chi-Town, but right now, this artist is currently in the OC, repping that Cali. It's our special guest, co-host. It's the main man, Jay the Prophet, live in the building. What it do, player pimp?
What up, what? Jay the Prophet, Prophet Power Go. What's up, man? Trill, Team Ground,
how you
doing?
Let's get it. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you do an intro, goddammit. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 228, representing that Mississippi movement, it's our motherfucking resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, big pimp? Trill.
Man, what's happening, man? I'm ready to get this thing turned up. You know what I'm saying? For real. And we want everybody out there in radio land to know that you are now in tune to another fire-ass episode of Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? So we want everybody to kick back. We want everybody to relax. And please don't forget, we run the Matrix round this raggedy-ass bitch. Yo, Jit, I'm ready, man. You know what I'm saying? So let's do this shit the right way. GHR style, you dig? Trio.
That's what's up, man. That's what it is. It's officially open mic night on Ground Hard Radio. You call this, spit your shit, spoken word, whatever you want to do. Tonight's the night to do it. We should be joined a little bit later in the show by the Trill Queen, Miss Angel 904. Salute to you, baby. Yeah. You all stand up. DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski, what's the motherfucking topic for tonight, man?
Man, tonight's GHR topic. Well, we gonna free fall this thing. You know what I'm saying? We gonna free fall this thing. We're gonna open the discussion wide open. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you got, you know what I'm saying? We wanna hear about it. You know what I'm saying? So call in, spit your shit, poetry, singing, whatever you do, you know what I'm saying? Dial 323-693-3043 and you can get it on right here at Grind Hard Radio. Trill.
That's what's up, man. And once again, if you're on those motherfucking phone lines, I'm going to say it again since DJ Sergeant Rock already said it, motherfucker, 323-693-3043. Write that shit down. Text a friend and tell a friend around this motherfucker. And if you ain't got the phone right now, goddammit, you can go in quarantine and chill with us and on Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. Team, I'm going to hit y'all with a few tracks tonight. You know what I'm saying, man? I got some hot tracks tonight. But since Carter and Dope are working on Cali to Carolina 2, I thought it'd be only like right if we visit the original Cali to Carolina. So this is Dope Ass Music and Carter Mafioso with that dope live on Ground Hard Radio. Turn up for a check. Open mic night. Ma.
Trill.
Grind Hard Radio.
You now in tune to another season of Grind Hard Radio with your host, the Black Larry King, G Chronicle, and Team Grind Hard.
Yeah.
check counter as he rolling dividends is what I'm folding. Keep a pocket full of hundreds. Gasoline in with the Mac. Cali green up in the Swisher, blowing that loud into the back. Two dope boys in a Cadillac. Two dope brothers all across the map. I'm getting off that liquor. Caught us blowing smoke like diesel. Burn, burn, we coming through. Move, bitch, yeah, we coming through. We coming through with that funk to fire. We too legit, so it's hammer time. I'm a bay boy to the day I die. We certified with the homicide. Not fucking with that genocide. Anyone can get it. Any soul can get lifted. We bongs out, we throwing dubs, so niggas don't get it twisted. We on planes like Marshall's main. No cut, we plain Jane. Pierce driven snow when they seven main. See me two stepping with the Remy. My folks, yeah, off that Henny. We ain't chasing shit with this vodka, man. We ain't chasing shit with them checks, damn. Kinda let them know what's happening. They bust it down while we rapping. They break it up while we trapping. We top flight, now what's happening?
I got so much cash, but I can't give it away. I'ma stay in my place. Need that money, get the change. Going on the goods. I got so much cash, but I can't give it away. I'ma stay in my place. Need that money, get the change. Going on the good shit.
Blowing on that good shit. I be on that hood shit. Bass, mob, dope, bass, music, cooking dope shit. Shout out to my cat. Blood mobbing down by the bay, sending it to the 808. Let me know it's on the way. Cali dripping, no flag, hanging on some G shit. 64 in ballers with hydraulics like we creepy. Seaside, Monterey, low ride on the weekend. Everybody making money, everybody eating. Still on my sneaky thugs, but I ain't selling no drugs. Ain't running the club. Tryna get my money up, let them know what's up. Gotta get they bars up, cause it ain't rough enough, and it ain't tough enough. Cause down in the south, we spittin' them bars and we go hard. Return to the gods, the laws, sun, moon, and stars. Ain't no need to use no fancy words, cause y'all can't see that far. Gotta keep it plain and simple, cause some of y'all act retarded.
I got so much cash, but I can't give it away. I'ma stay in my place. Get that money, get the change. Blowing on niggas. I got so much cash, but I can't give it away. I'ma stay in my place. Get that money, get the change. Blowing on niggas.
Raw War Radio.
I got so much cash, but I can't give it away. I'ma stay in my place. Get that money, get the change. Blowing on that good shit.
Tell the little bit nigga love. Ay, ay, ay. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Ayy, don't move, we finna pipe up this club. Ayy, ayy, don't move, we finna pipe up this club. Ayy, ayy, don't. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Ayy.
Open up, know what's up. Give it that bomb, then I blow it up. Throw it up, throw it up. Toss up a stack, but can't fold it up. Now I've been sure to get low for us. Open the door for us. Keep my shit frozen up, cold as fuck. But I bet more on the road with us. Lord, we dope as fuck. Bitches ain't sober, they drunk. Sparking all on that canvas. For sure that ass, I'ma grab it. If she worth the band, then she can have it. Make me wanna murder that like I'm a savage. Damn it, shift up, get low. Make it my dick suck by this bitch, though. When it's just us and no click, though. Make my shit jump like a 6'4". It's me and Mischievous, they keepin' that reaper. Believer, the reason, the feature. I see ya, I'm up like a bleacher. But me, I'm unique and it's cheaper to freak ya. Beat like a speaker, the deacon get deeper and leave you weak in the knee ya. Twerk while you kickin' your feet up. The nerve to get cold like a freezer.
Hey, tell the little bit to go low. Tell the little bit to go low. Tell the little bit to go low. Hey, hey. Tell the hoe go to the floor. Tell the hoe go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Ayy, don't move, we finna pipe up this club. Ayy, ayy, don't move, we finna pipe up this club. Ayy, ayy, don't. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Ayy.
We're watching now. I'm that chick fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. AirItOutRadio.net. Hey yo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on.
Grind Hall Radio.
Cause pop the
Lego.
Sound like right there.
Right.
Hey, every time I pop, she gon' pop that. Tell the bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cock back. I be shining like a star, yeah, I rap that. If I see it, then I'm one of them about the two races on my wrist with the wash rack. All this water, all this drip, wait, wash, rinse. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill when she pop that. Hey, every time I pop, she gon' pop that. Tell the bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cock back. I be shining like a star, yeah, I rap that. If I see it, then I'm one of them about the two races on my wrist with the wash rack. All this water, all this drip, wait, wash, rinse. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill.
Profit dripping, water dripping, sauces mixed with butter. Hop up in the foreign, hit that dash and lose my focus. All these strippers twerking, lick them test, man, this shit torture. Damn,
pop that pussy, wet that cat. I got her feeling surfing wet.
She see a nigga on dripping virtue. Yeah, that money coming in, I got a curfew. Girl, I got good dick and I'm built for your heart. You in love, that might even curse you. No.
Me and that Miley on tour, we gonna roll, set out some shows, tell a few beats, throw that a rose. And if you're not down, little bitch, I'm pulled. Said she got trouble with sinus, head shots, no pops, rock a pop back. Kind of numbers, bitch, I got a virus. Yeah, I got the same shit, but the clock back. Show the money how to rub a few feet. Bank account running, screaming, where the socks at? And I practice gun safety on silence, like it's safe to deliver a soft tap. Bang! Ever tell a pop, she gon' pop that. Tell the bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cock back. I be shining like a star, yeah, I rock that. If I see the dead, I'm one of them about the two races on my wrist with the wash stack. All this water, all this drip, wait, wash, rinse. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill when she pop that. Aye, ever tell a pop, she gon' pop that. Tell a bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cock back. I be shining like a star, yeah, I rock that. If I see the dead, I'm one of them about the two races on my wrist with the wash stack. All this water, all this drip, wait, wash, rinse. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill when she pop that. Aye, now who's first on first, girl, twice, we first, no pop that, pop that. I got keys and persons in their hearts, girl, I'm a lost and right. She's got good inertia up and down, yeah, she's a jogger. Shorty got them thickest when she walks, she changed her posture, ayy. Profit, he gone again, fan of that fire, a soul to win. Colors get vibrant with those, it's here. Come girl and drip with the ocean can. Pop that, come close again, can't let my subconscious control again. Trying her best to condole the kid, but sympathy, brain major, motion, flip. Pop that roll again, pop that lock, it slowly dip. Ay, pop that roll, we lick, my dick slide. I said slowly drip. I got cold as hits. Mink with the ice, that's polar shit. Papa just wanna live, but when she pops that overkill, ayy. Ever tell a pop, she gon' pop that.
tell a bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cop back. I be shining like a star, yeah, I rise that. If I see the dead, I'm one of them, I'm about to. Two races on my wrist with the watch stack. All this water, all this drip, wait, watch run. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill when she pop that. I ever tell her pop, she gon' pop that. Tell a bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cop back. I be shining like a star, yeah, I rise that. If I see the dead, I'm one of them, I'm about to. Two races on my wrist with the watch stack. All this water, all this drip, wait, watch run. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill when she pop that.
I love it like a pill when she pop that. God damn it, that's pop that shit. I love that. That's what's up, man. It's Groundhog Radio. Make sure you check out V. That's my shit, Carter. You already got there. I know why I play that bitch all goddamn night long. That's my shit. God damn it, pop that. All the ladies out there got to pop that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's Groundhog Radio. You can check out the official website. That's groundhogradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get all the latest updates. You can download the show for absolutely free on iTunes. Really, you can just Google Groundhog Radio and it'll tell you all these amazing sites that we own. It ain't just goddamn iTunes. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Shit, stay in heavy rotation around this motherfucker. And you can also log in, tap in, chime in, you know what I'm saying? Groundhog Radio 24/7. We're streaming 24/7 via live365.com. I'm so fucking animated tonight. But team, we're gonna roll on down this playlist real quick, man. Awesome fucking playlist. We started off the show with my brothers. That was Carter Mafioso and Dope Ass Music with That Dope. The track was bruh, you sung the fuck out of that. I love that. You know what I'm saying? You did that, my nigga.
Thank you,
that track was yeah, that's the shit. That's gonna always be the shit. That track was actually produced by your boy Dope Ass Music as well. But we're not surprised because he's producing everybody's shit. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't surprised about that. The next track that we played was Play B featuring our queen, Miss Chief. That track was called Go Low. I love that. And the final track that you heard, that was our special guest co-host, Jada Prophet, with Pop That. Bruh, you got an end of the summer hit on your hand, bruh. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's
bonafide hit.
Hey, can I say something real quick, though?
Yes, honestly, indeed.
Y'all ain't ready for what's coming. That ain't nothing. Like, that ain't nothing. Nothing. Like, to be honest
we'll hold you to that.
That's beneath where I'm at right now.
Well, all right. That's beneath. Okay. Right. Well, we want to see what's on top then, goddammit. So send that music to that email, and we got you the next episode. Yeah, that's what's up. True. Salute. And look at Jake. Jake's been around this motherfucker. He going to say what he got to say.
That's the trip. I'm
going to
even get y'all a sneak peek on something, too. Next show, I got y'all.
That's what's up, man. That's what I like to hear.
That's what it is.
For real. Yeah, definitely, bro. Nevertheless, team, you know what I'm saying? Open mic night. Team, this is actually a special 90-minute episode of Groundhog Radio. So to all my folks out there that's on the phone lines right now, man, make sure you press 1 if you want to chime in. 323-693-3043 be the number. But nevertheless, team, it's open mic night, so I thought, hey, let's have an open discussion, or open forum. So I wanted to open up this discussion, and team, I know we may have talked about it here and there. I would have loved for Miss Angel 904 to be on the line because I definitely wanted to get a female's perspective on this topic. I know that I've talked to y'all about this, a lot of y'all, individually. But I'm going to put this out there as far as my open discussion, and I want to know what y'all think about this too. So you got your girl, right? Y'all in a relationship, committed, y'all kicking it, whatever the case may be. You find out she fucking with another nigga. Who you checking? Is you checking your girl or is you checking that nigga? So I want to know that from y'all. But I'm going to put this out there. And I've known I said this on Groundhog Radio before. The one time that I did check a dude, and I'm kind of glad that we ain't got no women on the line. The one time I did check a dude about my bitch, a nigga pulled the gun on me. You know, so for me,
damn,
that's enough. And I'm talking about a true story. And you know what? I can actually sit here and laugh now, but that shit was not funny. The nigga pulled a whole pistol out on my black ass. You know what I'm saying? And from that point on, and I live by this. I tell a lot of these young bucks this. I tell my nephew, my son, you don't never check another nigga about your bitch. You check your bitch. You understand what I'm saying? And you might want to whoop off in the nigga ass. You know what I'm saying? But I'm firm on that. I'm very firm on that. And I want to say, I was probably, what, 21, 22? That was about, what, 15, 16 years ago? But just from some old school shit, you know what I'm saying? You don't check another nigga about right. your bitch. You check your girl, you know. But I wanted to know what y'all niggas think about it. And this is not in no particular order, man, but I'm just going to go down the list how I'm looking at it on the switchboards. Dope, what's your thoughts on that, bro? And that's my open discussion.
Okay. Oh, so let's... Now, is she living with me, or are we just dating?
No, I'm gonna say y'all living together because you in a committed relationship. This your bitch. Now, whether you're married or not, you know, common law, whatever. But no, this your girl. This is your girl. If you ain't married, you want to be married to a motherfucking ass. You feel me, though?
And she cheating on me. And she cheating on me. First, I don't even know that's how that's possible. But we're gonna go with the hypothetical.
Let me say this though, dope. Or let's just say fucking around with you, you know, fucking around on you.
Okay.
I ain't say she gave all nigga all the pussy. You know.
Alright, so
I'm trying to make it lesser. I'm trying to make it, you know, where I can get a real answer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if she's fucking around on me, if I find out, I'm going to ask her, hey, you fucking around on me? If she says, yeah, well, then shit, the apartment's in my name anyway, so she got to get the fuck out. There's not even an argument, a discussion. You go be with that nigga. How that nigga put you up?
That's a damn shame.
I actually agree with you though. I actually agree with you.
Yeah. There's no argument. I'm not about to go see that nigga about nothing. And if you feel that man is better than me, if you feel that man is better than me, then you go live with that man. But you gotta get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, I see you on that. And don't forget to add this real quick too. Because if I was the side nigga and I'm fucking your bitch, that's between you and your bitch. They ain't got shit to do with me, you know, because the first thing a nigga gonna say, I ain't seen nothing, don't know nothing, don't want nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Nigga don't, because a nigga don't owe you a motherfucking thing. You understand what I'm saying? Your girl, a nigga don't owe you shit.
Straight up in the
don't
know no English.
Coming out of these days. Yeah, nigga don't owe you a motherfucking
thing. Don't know no English?
Not even a fucking hello. For real.
That's
how you feel about it, dope.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I commend it. Carter Mafioso, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I would say that shit happened to me, and I checked my girl, and it's like this. Like you always, like you said, you check the girl first, but in the situation, depending on the disrespect level, is when you check the nigga or whatever, you know.
Okay.
Pretty sure he knew she was fucking with me, knew I was working, whatever, knew what it was. So, you know, he contributed to her mood. So, you know, I ain't gonna check you, but depending on the respect level or disrespect level, you know, you might get checked or I might, you know, that give you some words, something. You know what I mean?
You
like,
on
you
that
in my bed, in my house. I got to check you about coming in my house. You know what I mean? But if you fucked her somewhere in the room or somewhere else, that's on your what's name. But you been in my house, that's disrespect. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? It's levels. It's a form of disrespect. But I definitely would check her first.
No
you
doubt. And I feel, where
you're
coming from, Carl. Yeah. I feel where you're coming from, Carl.
No doubt.
I'll just say that. I feel where you're coming from, and I respect what you just said. So moving right along, right, we're going to throw it to DJ Sergeant Rock. What's your thoughts, bro?
Okay. Now, I'm ignorant with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm ignorant with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can feel when some shit is going on. You know what I'm saying? You know,
absolutely.
It might be the way she treats you. It might be the way he treats you, but you can feel that shit. So I'm ignorant with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to confront both of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to confront both of them because, number one, if you're my girl, what the fuck is you doing sleeping with this nigga? And then, number two, nigga, I don't even know you. So what the fuck is you doing here, nigga? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to check both of them. I ain't going to even front. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to even front.
I can say to you the same as I said to Carter. I feel where you're coming from, and I definitely respect what you're saying. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what's up.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because if I've been dicking this motherfucker down for months and months and months, and then it just so happens she just cheated, you know what I'm saying, and I find out about it, oh, I'm ignorant with this shit. I'm scientific with this shit, dog. I'm going to set both of their ass up, and then I'm going to confront them, and then I'm going to leave them where they at. You know what I'm saying? For real. Trill.
Y'all on that goon shit. All right. Come on,
hell
OG.
Yeah.
On that goon shit. All right. That's what's
hell
up.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to say against it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to rock with the OGs. We're going to keep it moving, though. And we're going to throw it to my brother, man. We couldn't quite get him at the beginning of the show, man, but he representing that 228 because he's a 228 boy. You did? He does. You back there, bro? Your microphone good? Or no?
He done. Come on, man. Get your phone off mute, man.
Dang.
Take your phone off mute, man.
He done.
Hold on. Now we got this hurricane going on, so I know he ain't sleep from work. You know what I'm saying? I know he ain't tired from work. You know what I'm saying? We got this hurricane and shit.
Yeah. Maybe the nigga called in sleep. I don't know, but you know it's an Arnold for me. So nah, I'm gonna just leave it like that. I ain't gonna do too much.
I ain't gonna run. Click in, man. Click in. Redeem yourself.
For real. I ain't going to run them all the way down, man. We're going to keep it moving, though. We're going to throw it to our special guest co-host, Jay the Prophet. What's your thoughts on the topic, bro, on the open discussion?
Man, honestly, I got to check them both. I got to check. And maybe it's just me on some young shit. But I got to check them both. First of all, her, because she lost her rabbit ass mind. Second of all, him, because you just disrespect me as a man. I ain't gonna lie. That's the case. You can have it, but still, like in my crib. Oh no. Nah. I'll for more. Case. No.
No doubt. I respect that.
Hold on. She didn't say nothing about fucking in my house. Niggas gotta die then. No. If it's outside my house, we cool. But if it's in my house, niggas gotta die. Everybody did. The dog dead. He did. Everybody did.
It's some grown people. Grown people, but at the end of the day, house, this my house.
Y'all some
goons.
Oh, no. Oh, that's written in the law.
For
the land.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I'm checking
both of them motherfuckers.
I respect it. But I will end my open discussion with, I don't think that that's wise. Call me old school. You know, but I'm very serious about that, though. You know, you don't ever check another nigga by your bitch. You check your bitch. So
right.
That's how I'm going to leave that. We're going to keep it moving,
right.
Team, down this open discussion, man. Who next for the open discussion? We're going to throw it to my boy, Carter Mafioso. Bro, what you want to put out there?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to just put out the good energy, man, and say everybody keep doing your thing and keep staying motivated. Through the pandemic,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit look rough, you know what I'm saying? But just keep pushing, you know what I mean? And shit, hit me up if you ever want to talk, you need that motivation or that guidance, hit me up. I'm always here.
Okay. And Carter, me and you had a good discussion a couple of days ago. Like, we really, really chopped it up. That was a long time coming.
Indeed.
That's what we do. That's what it is. All right, we're going to keep it moving, man. Oh, we're going to wait around a little bit for your girl, Miss Angel 904. We love you, baby. You know, I ain't going to say nothing on the women. I get at these niggas all day long, but the women, I'm about to let y'all have it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to go back to your boy, dope-ass music. What you want to throw out there for your open discussion, bro?
You know what? I am so sick of these trifling ass women, right? So here's my question. If you getting money from your baby daddy, ex-husband, whatever, for your child, is it right for the woman to use it for anything else other than rent, food, or kids?
Ooh, say but not though. I know.
Is it okay if you're paying child support?
Right.
Is it okay for her to use the money for something else other than rent, food, or the kids? Now here's how I look at it. This is me. Now, if I'm paying this money and it goes to rent, cool, because my kids need a place to stay. If it's going to food, my kids got to eat. Or if you're spending it directly on my kids, that's cool. But you paying it on your car note, you're a grown fucking woman. You need to pay your own car note. Purses, bitch, you can buy your own purse. Jewelry, anything outside of that, that's not essential. So, I mean, my homeboy, look, I don't condone violence, but he did choke a bitch behind this. So I just want to find out how y'all feel.
Hey, well, don't that mean no kids must have been looking a fucking mess? Because I'm gonna say this now: if she was taking care of the household, of the rent already paid, the kids good, they got clothes, they done ate, shit paid, everybody doing good. Now, as a man, you sending that money because that's your part of what you're supposed to do. You understand what I'm saying? So I can get that. But if ain't shit paid, then hell nah, bro. Because for me, I don't give a fuck what you spend the money on, long as it pertains to the household. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
If you wanted to take the motherfucking money and pay the light bill with it, or you know, shit about to get cut off, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because Shorty already got the clothes this month. She already good, you know, but all that purses, bags, shoes, all that extra shit, then the kids looking all crazy, then the nigga in there sitting up and up, sucking up all the air conditioner, playing Xbox, nah, that don't work for me. You know, that money got to be going. Going to the household. It got to go to the household. Straight up from the get-up. That's how I feel about it.
I'm with you on that, too.
I love that topic, dope. I love that. I wish you would have made that a whole fucking topic.
Okay. I'm just going to say this. I've been involved in two child support cases, and I'm just going to say it like this. It all depends on who the baby mama is. Some baby mamas don't want child support, you know what I'm saying, you know, because they probably already got money or they're well off or whatever. But now, to the females that's getting child support, now I'm just saying this now, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, 1,000,001 females are not going to do this shit, but I'm just saying this shit. If you know like I know, you would use that money to take care of your children no matter what it is. If you need food, if you need clothes, if you got to pay the rent, you know what I'm saying? It would be wise for you to take that money and spend all of that money. I'm not talking about your regular money or the money that you get from niggas and all that. No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about take all the child support money and spend it on the child, whatever it is, whatever you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen this shit flip on women, you know what I'm saying? She was a bad mother, she was neglecting, she was taking the child support money and buying hair and buying nails and buying clothes for her. She wasn't trying to take care of them kids, and the judge wind up flipping the script and making the woman pay child support.
Yes. Niggas getting smart.
You know what I'm saying?
Niggas getting smart these days, boy. I'm telling you.
So, you know, if you are a woman and you got kids and you getting child support from 1, 2, 3 or however many directions that the shit comes, spend that shit on the child. Because I'm telling you, these people is lurking. You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something. They lurked me for the first 3-4 months. They came to the church. They sat in the back.
Didn't nobody know who the fuck they was and all that just to make sure I'm keeping up with my child support. You know what I'm saying? So, women, you better get a grip. You know what I'm saying? If you're buying hair and nails and bullshitting around, filth of liquor, sack of weed, sack of powder, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you're doing with that
bullshit.
Money, you better cut that bullshit out. You better cut that bullshit out because you're going to get told on. And when you get told on, don't get mad because the script flipped. You know what I'm saying? Because I have seen the script flip on women. You know what I'm saying? And that's true.
Yeah. And I just want to add this real quick. Y'all got me. We talking some grown man shit tonight. And that's why I always say, you know, even with the baby mama, baby daddy drama, I swear to God, I hate that because I feel like it gives a fucking crazy narrative, especially when it comes to African Americans. But I also thought this, motherfuckers, you wouldn't be in this situation if you choose your fucking, like, you know, I say choosing your baby mama, if you know you finna nut in the bitch, this gonna be the best bitch in the world. I ain't just finna nut in anybody. Goddamn, go get a condom from a condom store, from the corner store. You understand what I'm saying? So that be y'all first motherfucking mistake. And then motherfuckers don't know how to talk shit out. If you gotta argue and fight with a bitch every night, you might wanna leave. You know what I'm saying? And back in my day, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I got this from my granddaddy, goddamn it. If you gonna be there in the head, you gonna be there in the bed too. You know what I'm saying? So if you got to do all
right.
That fussing and fighting and arguing, take your ass to the bedroom and work it out that way. Goddamn, you understand what I'm saying? Like all that extra shit.
Right.
If you can't work that shit out by fucking, then you don't need to be with that motherfucker. That's how I look at it, and that's why y'all be fucking
now
up. That's why you got 4, 5, 6, 7 baby mamas, baby daddies, motherfucker ain't spent. You know, come on now, all that bullshit is too much.
Right.
And that's just straight the fuck
right.
up. You know what I'm saying? Can't talk that shit out, take her to the bedroom. That should solve the problem. You know what I'm saying? And if not, then nigga, pack your shit and leave. Ladies, y'all too.
Right.
Just the niggas. Ladies, y'all can do it too. Go ahead, man. We talking that grown man shit. Rock, my bad. Goddamn it, I'm drinking.
You good. You know what I'm saying? I just want to put it out there. You know what I'm saying?
I
ladies,
live this shit.
I know you
I
like getting your hair done. I know you like getting your nails done. You like pampering yourself and all that shit. But don't do it with that child support check. Find some other way to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, women get money all kind of ways. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just child support. You know what I'm saying? They get money for hanging out with niggas and drinking and all this old bullshit. Spend that money on yourself. But that child support money, spend all of it on the child. You know what I'm saying?
Boom.
And if you don't spend it all, put something back for the child, like a child bank account, you know what I'm saying, or a child savings account. Put some of that money back. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to need that money one day.
Trill. Straight up. I almost said something else, but I ain't even gonna go there. We gonna keep it.
Go ahead and say it.
Well, hey, and I was just gonna say this, goddamn it, ladies, you better stop trying to fight these niggas all the time. He gonna slide your ass across that bathroom floor one time and flip the script. Stop trying to fight niggas all the time, goddamn it. You a woman, he a man. That nigga, knock your ass out, he gonna flip the script on you. You know, and I don't condone no violence or no shit like that. But, you know, I'm talking about y'all bitches that we want to fight the man, too, now. Goddamn it, nigga, be gone. Go ahead on, now. Nigga, I'm talking about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, now. You know, niggas slide your ass across that bathroom floor and then going to call the police on you. Niggas is flipping the script.
Right. Right. Right.
Right.
Right. See, niggas ain't taking that bullshit. You
ain't taking that shit no more.
Look, I will call the police. If you raising your voice too loud at me, nah, I'm finna call the police. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna deal with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga tired of going to work every day, scratched all up. Cody, what's wrong with you? You all right, Mr. Cody? Nigga tired of that shit. Goddamn bitch, stop putting your ass on the motherfucker. Yeah, gonna go to jail. Put your ass, lock your ass up, Judge. Lock her ass up, dude. Tired of that shit, man. All right, man. Y'all got me acting plum fool tonight, goddammit. Anybody else want to take that bit moving on the open discussion? Because, dude, we just took your shit and ran with it, bro. Say, sorry about that, man. But he out there doing his thing. He out there doing his thing anyway, man. You just bought back some memories from it, bro. You tired of that shit. All right. That was an awkward silence, so we're going to keep it moving, man. Who else we got on this goddamn open discussion before we take the intermission?
We got our special guest co-host, Jay the Prophet. What you want to throw out there for your open discussion, broski? We own one, Team Grindhorn. All
right, man. My trio discussion, honestly. How y'all feel about this? I don't know if y'all talk politics, but how y'all feel about this election?
We definitely talk politics, bro. What? I didn't hear the question.
I don't. I don't feel about this election. I don't.
Oh, what do we feel about the election?
I feel that we need to pick the lesser of the evil. You know what I mean? Like, you really ain't got no choice. But keep in mind, you know, everybody's like Trump racist, Trump this, Trump that. But what is he actually doing? If he actually keeping the economy good and making your situation, let me finish now. Don't cut my wisdom now.
I got you.
Like I'm saying, if somebody's doing something for you and making your situation better where you at for your family and your situation for now in the long run, you know, you got to respect that. You know what I mean? Now, a motherfucker can make promises and promises and promises, but who's actually making shit happen? So it's all about the actions with me. You know what I mean? So, like I said, vote for the lesser of the evil one. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion.
I feel you. What you was going to say, Jim?
I was just thinking, like, man, he done so much. You feel me? But he done so little. It just came out that he knew how dangerous COVID was, you feel me? Yet he downplayed it. And I just watched the lady, you feel me? And how she just said, like, it was a good move because he done put the country in panic. No, as a good leader, you should be able to talk to your people, you feel me? And have a good understanding. Every other country was able to do it. The country it came from, they throwing parties, but we not.
Yeah.
Right.
Stupid,
right? Absolutely right. You so about
economics.
Go ahead.
Wow.
I think it's two sides to one coin.
Right. That's what I was going to add on. Like, keep in mind now, it ain't just the president is just the one who gives the order. He's the chief executive officer. You know what I mean? So he's not the
but
one
the house controls
really
him.
Yeah, he's not the one that's really making all these decisions and coming up with all these plans and deciding what to do. He's just the face of it. So you got more than one people. That's just like us in Grind Hard Radio. Jit might want to do something one way, but he might want another view. So he might have a conference call, and we all get on there voicing like, man, we should do it this way. Rock might be like, let's do it this way. Prophet, you might be like, do it this way. Then we decide on the best way. So Jit is the spokesman, Dope is the spokesman, the president or the officer or, you know, the main role. So he got to stick that shit to the people. You know what I mean? So whether it's going to be a good outcome or a bad outcome, he's going to be faced with. But you got to think, you got more than one person. So when you're dealing with two people, you're going to have the and the or. You're going to have the positive or negative. Somebody might like it. Somebody might dislike it. So, you know, you're gonna please somebody, and somebody always ain't going to be satisfied. So that's why I say go with the person that's making it beneficial for you and your family and what you got going on, no matter what, you know, no matter who running. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would do.
Yeah, and then it's kind of hard to say because, you know, us being black people, we hate having to say we got to pick the lesser of the two evils. You know what I'm saying? Both of these motherfuckers is crazy. Both of these motherfuckers has got agendas and they trying to, you know what I'm saying, do what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? Trump trying to stay in office. Joe Biden trying to get in office. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Look, this has to be the most ridiculous presidential election in I know 100 years. This has to be the most ridiculous one. You know what I'm saying?
because the American people is pent up against two evil motherfuckers. And then, you know, you leaving it up to the Americas to pick, okay, who y'all want? Y'all want this crazy motherfucker or y'all want this crazy motherfucker? Man, this shit, man. This shit is ridiculous.
I feel you on that because for me, I can personally say this is the first time because I vote regularly. And, you know, I mean, I'm a Democrat. I'm going to just put it out there. That's what I am. My family.
Right.
That's just how it is. That's how it's always going to be.
Right.
And this is one of the first times that nobody appeals to me at all. Nothing. But at the same time, I can't say this just to answer the question that was posed. I do plan on voting. I do plan on voting for Joe Biden, but somehow, some way, I believe Donald Trump gonna win. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna still try to make a change if I can. And that's just my thoughts on it. I'm not the most
but you know what though?
They're gonna
take this shit. They're gonna take this shit like they've been taking everything else since Clinton. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna take this shit. They gonna take it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's sad to say, but I believe this. I believe Trump is gonna be our president for the next 4 years for the simple fact for the bullshit that he created the first 4 years of him being in there. You see what I'm saying? He's trying to secure his spot. You know what I'm saying? So I think he's really ultimately gonna be our next president for the next 4 years. You know what I'm saying? For real. I mean, I just believe that.
You talking about Trump?
Yeah, I'm talking about Trump. I believe that. I believe he's going to be the president. It's going to be a whole bunch of hoopla's at the voting polls and how you vote and, you know, send the shit through the air mail or, you know, you go down and, you know, physically vote or whatever. It's going to be a whole bunch of hoopla at the polls. Watch what I tell you. It's going to be a whole bunch of ruckus going on with the voting polls, and Trump is going to be declared the president of the United States, regardless if we like it or not. You know what I'm saying? Because all of the presidents are handpicked. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, the government knows who's going to be the next president before we do. You see what I'm saying?
Well said. All right. Anybody else want to take that before we keep it moving? We'll keep moving from that. That's why we don't get too much of politics. Goddamn it, get heated, don't it?
Yeah.
I know that's right. All right. We're going to go ahead and keep it moving on down the line, team, before we take this intermission. Last, but he's never least around this motherfucker. He's our legendary resident DJ, DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Bullshit. What you want to throw out there for your open discussion? And that's definitely true.
Open discussion. All right. Now, you know, we've talked about this, you know, here and there, or, you know, me and Kata, you know, we voice our opinion on it, you know, every so often. But now,
right,
let's get to this real shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of all this biting going on. I'm so for real. I'm tired of all this biting going on. I'm tired of all this imitating motherfucking shit going on. Look, we're tired of the imitation crab meat. We want real crab meat. We want real live motherfucking crab meat. We don't want that imitation bullshit.
Tired of the imitation.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
all
nothing,
y'all
nothing.
Biting ass niggas biting. Man,
nothing,
look,
nothing.
I heard 30 songs. And out of 30 songs, only two of them was different. Now, I don't know what to say to that. You know what I'm saying? Out of 30 songs, two of them was different. Didn't have nothing to do with the, you know, the swag, the tote guns, the shoot 'em up, bang bang, the sing song shit that these niggas doing, the auto tuning that they just played out. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about only two songs was different than a motherfucker. And I said, well, goddamn, everybody biting now, everybody imitating a motherfucker now, everybody trying to be NBA young boy now. You know what I'm saying? It was
It was a time where everybody wanted to be Boosie. Nobody wants to be Boosie no more. So they trying to be NBA Youngboy now. You see what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Like, y'all niggas really need to get up off that bullshit, man, and rap like yourself. You know you ain't sold all that dope. You know you ain't bust all them guns. You know you ain't fucked all them hoes. You know you ain't do all that goddamn money in the strip club. You know you ain't drank up all that motherfucking syrup. You know you not smoking up all the goddamn weed. Nigga, please. I'm tired of hearing this shit. For real. Like, y'all niggas better get it together, man, because your rap careers ain't going to last. I'm just here to tell you. I mean, I hate to bust your bubble like that, but I'm just here to tell you. Your rap career is not going to last if you biting off another motherfucker or you sounding like another motherfucker or you imitating another motherfucker. Your rap career is not going to last long. So, y'all, hey, knock yourself out. You know what I'm saying? Have a ball. Kill your motherfucking self, nigga. Go ahead. Go off. You know what I'm saying? Lose your mind. Go crazy. But I'm telling you, your rap career is not going to last long. And I'm through with this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, I heard 30 songs, and out of 30 songs, only two of them was different. Now, that's bad. That's bad. That's bad. It used to be back in the days you could pick them out who was different. You know what I'm saying? You could pick them out. You know what I'm saying? You have different styles to choose from. You could pick them bitches out. Yep. Now, you can't pick them out because everybody's trying to sound like this. Everybody's trying to sound like that. It's what the industry wants. And all this old bullshit. Everybody's trying to sound like the industry. And the industry ain't even trying to sound like the goddamn industry. The industry's trying to sound like something else. But y'all go ahead and keep biting off. Look, y'all knock yourself out. Kill yourself. I'm DJ Sergeant Rock. I don't know shit. Y'all do the suit yourself. Y'all go ahead. Y'all bite off each other. You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to do nothing but open up the lane for me. You know what I'm saying? With this real trio shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all continue to bite off each other. We going to pass y'all bitch ass up. And when we pass y'all bitch ass up, don't turn around trying to figure the shit out. You know what I'm saying? Nah, nigga, you came in the game biting. We came in the game trio. You know what I'm talking about? Ooh. Mob.
Check game. All right. I don't even think a nigga need to come behind that, Rock. You just said everything I guess everybody in America wanted to say. So that's definitely what's up now. Y'all done got goddamn DJ. The motherfucking resident DJ speaking, goddammit, you know what I'm saying? So get into it. That's real. So with that being said, I love this tonight, man. Open discussion. I love when we have open discussions, you know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, we definitely need to take an intermission, you know what I'm saying? To my callers out there, hit us up, 323-693-3043, or you can log on to the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. We got an all-new episode of Ground Hard Radio this Thursday. We going uncut. Ground Hard Radio uncut. We got our special guest co-host, Sex Goddess, Lady B. She gonna be in the motherfucking
hey.
We're gonna turn all the way up with her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Tune in for that. And right now, team, we're gonna take this intermission. And DJ Sergeant Rock, bro, it's only like right that we take it to you. So whatever you want to get into, we can definitely do that. What you got?
Hey.
True.
All right, man. Shit. All right, man. Well. let's throw it back one time. Let's throw this shit back. You know what I'm saying? Let's throw this motherfucker back.
Run it back.
Let's go with. Yeah, we're gonna throw it back tonight. You know what I'm saying? Let's run that. Yes, I am. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Let's run that. Yes, I am. One time for your mind. You know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock. Fan. Yeah, album coming soon, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know. I'm trying to make it fire, you know what I'm saying? So pardon the wait, you know what I'm saying? Because all these hurricanes and shit popping up in this regular ass bitch, you know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
But,
Be safe.
It's coming. It's coming. Don't worry about it. It's coming. You know what I'm talking about? For real.
Mom.
And here it is, Groundhog Radio, DJ Sergeant Rock, our very own resident DJ with Yes I Am. Keep it locked, the Groundhog Radio. Take off.
You're now tuning to another episode, another rendition, of Groundhog Radio. Groundhog Radio. Reality Radio. Reality Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Dope Ass Music. AKA Mr. Googleboo. I want to introduce you to the cast. You got Miss Angel 904. You got DJ Sergeant Rock. You got Face Mob Kata Mafioso. You got the CEO, the man, the Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles. You got the queen, Miss Chief, Beat Shops in the house. You got the R&B gangster, Razor. You got Mr. M.I. Crookaletta, E-Dub. And you got the Philly Boss, Mr. Non Black. We're on every Tuesday and Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So roll up, pour up, do whatever you gotta do. Welcome to Groundhog Radio. Yee!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Yeah.
Yeah, workshop for life.
Look. I am the essence from the motherfucking roots. Mafia sucker nigga sweeter than a fruit loop. Something in the water don't compute, cause they styles are busy, but I'm funky like a dookie shoe. Treating rappers like a bad bill prostitute. Bitch, you get no ass, you out of shape, nigga. Break your backs and get back. It's underground forever, my nigga. Don't be mad cause the South is getting this channel, my nigga. Don't be mad cause the South is way ahead of you niggas, because the arrows point one way ahead of you niggas. Yes, I am the past, the present, and the future. Hip hop would never die, that's what I'm telling you, nigga. No attitudes or preservatives, bitch, all natural. And when I speak up for my culture, it's all factual. And you ain't gotta support it, but you can't avoid it. This is analog track record, bitch. I go hard, yeah. The workshop, ridiculous hip hop retard. I am the second war, like, yes, OG, yes. Hip hop, yes, overlord, yes. I am the block, saw you suck to take a motherfucking number. I'm coming with that fire, lightning, and thunder, like, yes, OG, yes. Hip hop, yes, overlord, yes. I am the rock, I am the essence from the motherfucking bricks. While we suck a nigga still with the bullshit, trying to bullshit hard, black ball in the torch. Now you motherfuckers looking like some bush on guards. I'ma get 7 laughs and I'ma blow 7 perk sticks high on this funky ass. Cause I see and don't see, and I could duck off and all the talk still comes to me. On the slick, you motherfuckers want some more of this. Throwing shit, funkadelic, ill afflicted, super sperm blowing shit. Like, just speaking straight throwing shit with a breeze on my side, air blowing dip with blue cooler rolling lips. I'm skeeting in the mix like a motherfucking technique MJ 12, 12 10s and the motherfucking GLD. And the motherfucking pioneer MK3, you can't fuck with me. I go hard. Yeah. The workshop ridiculous hip hop retard. I am the second war. Like, yes, I'm a OG. Yes, hip hop. Yes, I'm the overlord. Yes, I am the block. So all you suckers take a motherfucking number. I'm coming with that fire, lightning, and thunder. Like, yes, I'm a OG. Yes, hip hop. Yes, I'm the overlord. Yes, I am the block. I am the essence that the DJs and apply jet. Cause I'm too trill to let a sucker nigga sidestep. So you can have what you got. I don't need it. If you ain't coming with the proper paper, then your ass can beat it. And take your business to the riff rap. And I ain't about to chit chat. Nigga, did you get that? Motherfucker, sit back, stand down. You got one more fucking incident and it's man down. Sim in distress, watching all your work crumble to ashes. Cause hip hop ain't the bill on all regular asses, bitch. I never switch hip hop till I leave. So you should be thanking me steady. And this shit so pure, and your ass gon' die. Cause I'm the reason why it ain't no damn cure, bitch. I go hard. Yeah. The workshop ridiculous hip hop retard. I am the second war life. Yes, I'm a OG. Yes, I am hip hop. Yes, I'm the overlord. Yes, I am the block. So all you suckers take a motherfucking number. I'm coming with that fire lightning and thunder light. Yes, I'm a OG. Yes, I am hip hop. Yes, I'm the overlord. Yes, I am the rock.
Yeah, ultraviolet in this bitch.
Trill.
Whew. That's gonna always be a classic, bit, bro.
Trill.
Underground overlord. You gotta let them know. You gotta let these motherfuckers know these days. You know what I'm saying? What you're coming to fuck with. And straight up, you gotta respect your motherfucking elders around this bitch. Respect the motherfuckers that came before you. Pay homage. You know, shit like that.
Trill.
Take you a long way. I don't know where all this new shit coming from, but shit like that, it take you a long way. Especially
it
in
really
this
do.
You know, so
it really
up,
do.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. For real.
Yeah.
You said a mouthful
and
of
shit. Yeah, well, bro, I feel like you said a mouthful. You said a lot that people wanted to say before we cut to your song. You understand what I'm saying? It's the real shit. And don't get me wrong, of course, hip hop gonna evolve, but you know, like you said, bro, you got a lot of people. I mean, you used to could tell. You know, it's bad when you can't tell no more. It's like, goddamn, you know, shit.
It's sickening.
You go home with a bitch, you got long blonde hair, then she get to the house, she done took her eyelashes off, her hair, wig, toes, all this shit, bitch, it's a fraud for me. You know what I'm saying? So I feel you.
Right.
Yeah, you should have to go to jail for some shit like that. Yeah, that's just some real nigga
shit. This industry ain't what it used to be. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. I'm talking about they pumping these niggas up with so much syrup and so many pills and powder and dope and weed and alcohol. Man, these niggas don't know how to act, man. They don't even know how to think straight. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Whew.
For real, bro. All
right. That's what's up, man. I couldn't even. All right. We're going to keep this thing moving, man. It's Grow Hard Radio. That was a lot. I love it. I'm loving it tonight, goddammit. Grow Hard Radio. I'm in the building with Carter Mafioso, DJ Sergeant Rock, dope ass music, special guest Jada Prophet. I'm going to even show some love to my boy E Dub. He may not be in this bitch, but he own this motherfucker. So
he in this bitch. He ain't in this bitch, but he's in this bitch.
He's on, yeah. At least the nigga attempted to make it. You know, nigga, I can understand that. God damn it, bitch. I tried. I'm here. I'm just ain't here. But that's what's up, man. We're going to keep this thing moving. Let's get to some more of these hits. And right now, I want to throw it to my broski, Mr. Team No Filter. Dope ass music. Whatever you want to get into, bro, we can definitely do that. What you got for us?
Hey, Bay Fresh.
So, you know,
like a motherfucker.
You know, once again, Kata is allowing me to be on this Cali to Carolina too. And we over here making this phenomenal music. And I just want to say thank you, Kata, for allowing me to be on this project. And
man, bye.
Shout out to Jada Prophet. He gonna be on the Cali to Carolina too. Shout out to Jada Prophet. Okay. He gonna be on there.
True.
But this one is me and Kata. Oh, go ahead. What you gonna say, Jay?
No, I wasn't trying to cut you out,
man. Okay, well, you know what I mean? So this one is me and Kata. You know, when me and Kata get together, we make a little bit of magic, you know. We be on our Harry Potter shit. So So the whole concept is Kata Mafioso. I just came with a few bars. This song is called The Hole. And I want to shout out again for Kata Mafioso. Kata be ghostwriting me some phenomenal shit. Shout out to Kata for ghostwriting me some bars.
Now see, then we said we did. We just talk about this fucker in the industry. All that. Now you know good got that well.
We all gonna get the fuck out of here.
Coming up next episode. Coming up next episode.
Oh,
so he's a trip.
Trill.
Yeah, man, this is me and Kata Mafioso with the whole
world premiere for our hard radio.
World.
Take off.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Chief, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Grind Hard Radio. Little.
Cali love, Cali bud, blowing hood loud. Carolina dirty south, rolling mobbing out. Got my game from the street, so I know how to eat. 24-hour grind, hardly no sleep. I gotta eat repeatedly, keep it coming. Never stop, there's a lot of out there envy me, but I keep coming on top. Naughty rock, lick a shot, we still posted on the block. Ducking the knots and the cops on the watch, trying to get you locked. I switch it up, now I work a 9-to-5 to survive, cause ain't nothing in the streets but a quick way to lose your life. Self, hello, get it right. Everything you ain't gon' like. Grind hard all through the night. Roll slow and move like. No cap, they out here capping. Facebook, you see them flashing. Call them up, ain't nothing happen. Boy, I'm sitting back laughing. Game go. Gotta get how they live, though. We come up from the bottom. We be get it out the hole. Cali up, Cali bud on my Nipsey hustle. Down south, we get it out the mud, out the muscle. Gas straight dip, we gotta get. And then we keep coming, we hit. Cali love, Cali bud on my Nipsey hustle. Down south, we get it out the mud, out the muscle. Gas straight dip, we gotta get rich. We keep it popping and we keep coming, we hit.
Cali bud, Cali love on my Charlie hustle. Knocking 40 with this shorty. I got 5 on me, 30 in the 42 clips for the bold fifth. Double Lux will cost you 20. We're out here making money. 3.5, that's all the time. A gram of dose, what I supply. I'm guaranteed to get you high. All the time, we getting by. We G5s, we flying by. Top gun, we sky high. Oh my God, caught a hella high. Better duck when we roll by. Palm trees in the Cali breeze and Cali stacking G's. Not from Green Bay, but I stay packing cheese. Home the way to SD. Gotta go see Miss Chief. I'm a big boy from the O. BMG, if you didn't know. Figure eights on 98, got big shoes on our V8s. Hella beats in our 88s, hella freaks with them big cakes. Hella heat under the chest plate, AER taking off face plate. We cash money up at the gate, we rough riders in 98.
Cali love, Cali bud, blowing hood loud.
Cali bud, Cali love, on my Charlie hustle.
Cali love, Cali bud, blowing hood loud.
Cali bud, Cali love, on my Charlie hustle.
Cali love, Cali bud, on my Nipsey hustle. Down south, we get it out the mud, out the muscle. Gas straight dip, we gotta get rich. We keep it poppin' and we keep coming, we hit. Cali love, Cali bud on my Nipsey hustle. Down south, we get it out the mud, out the muscle. Gas straight dip, we gotta get rich. We keep it poppin' and we keep coming, we hit.
I fucks with it. You understand?
Okay.
That's real man shit. I like that.
Chill, bro.
Straight up.
Hey,
that was
that number.
Yes,
bro.
Salute. Yeah,
Cali,
man.
Cali to Carolina, part two on the way.
Oh, that's going to be ill. That's definitely going to be ill, man.
Okay. Now, judging by the first two tracks that we done heard, y'all trying to make this better than the first one. Am I correct on saying that?
Yeah, you definitely correct.
Am I correct on saying that? Y'all trying to make this one way better than the first one.
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, you trying to go.
Grown already.
Hey, dope ass music, now.
you know, we talk our shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's reality radio. You know what I'm saying? We talk our shit.
Right.
But don't.
Right. Right.
You are getting into your bag, nigga.
Yes. I agree with you on that.
You are getting into your bag, nigga. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, well, that's real love, bro.
Man,
and that's support,
I'm
bro.
Proud of dope, man.
Shit. Yeah,
for real,
yeah.
I am. I'm super proud of dope, bro.
Really,
you know what
shit.
I'm saying? And look, I'm telling you, when this project drop, you know what I'm saying? Now, dope, you know, talked all that bullshit about he was retired, right? He talked all that bullshit about he was retired, right? You know what I'm saying? Okay, dope, you ain't going nowhere. Stop talking that shit. You ain't going nowhere, cause this shit
man,
is.
Look.
Boy, you blast out.
It's not my fault, man. Look, first of all, Kinda telling me what beats to make. Kinda's writing my bars. He just making me look good over here, man.
But no, look though, I feel you, Rob, because when the nigga first said he would retire, I was kind of believing him. You know, he kind of had me for a minute. Then I had to ask my dog. I said, well, damn, when you retire, you supposed to still work? Like, you know, shit, I be at work every day. Is that the new thing? You retire and then you still go to work? Like, is that something new? You know what I'm saying? But all bullshit aside, Rock, you hit the nail on the head when you said that nigga is definitely in his bag. It's like a whole new dope. Music wise, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To me, that's called,
yeah.
It's called growth. It's called growth. You know what I'm saying? So, super salute. And man, we can't wait for this new project. Because if that's
no
any
doubt. Ain't lying.
Shit.
I am
salute,
responsible
fellas.
For making him not retire yet, though. I would say that.
You take credit for that. You take credit
nah,
for that.
Nah, you can't go nowhere yet, buddy.
Not just
hey.
Yet. Yeah.
Hey, Carter, you got him on this square. You got him all the way on this square, huh?
Hey, you been rolling with the guys lately. You know how we do it.
Well, hey, shit, Carter,
you
that's like
I mean?
Me, bro. That's how I feel about Ground Hard Radio, nigga. I wouldn't give a fuck if I was 59, nigga. I ain't going nowhere ever, nigga. Might miss an episode or two, nigga, but I'm always be around this motherfucker, you know. Believe that.
It's home.
That's love, yeah.
It's home.
Yeah, always.
And what you gonna do with your fans? You gonna leave your fans? Like somebody told me, like I was like, when I hit 30, I'm gonna cut it out.
I'm gonna do
know?
This. Yeah.
He told me, he said, so you just gonna leave your fans hanging? I like, shit. I can't leave people that been rocking, with me for the whole 30 years. You know, like. Fuck who ain't rocking with me, but for those who been rocking with me from the start to the finish, I can't let my legacy just leave like that, you know, because they still want to hear me. You know what I mean? So as long as that breath and the sound and the air is coming in, my physical composition, I'm going to give life. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Because y'all real artists. You know what I mean? You know, and even me, even though I'm not an artist,
appreciate
I feel like entertainer. I'm
true.
In the entertainment business. And I feel like y'all are artists, you know, real artists, y'all eat, breathe, and shit this shit, you know, no matter how old you are. You know what I'm saying? So if it's always in you, if it's always your passion, if you got that real love, I mean, you might take a break, granted, but you ain't really never going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's just real shit.
Right.
Well,
so
I mean,
I'm
you know, speaking
I,
for me,
I go to the studio when I'm feeling bad or want to fuck some shit up. I go in the studio and record, so it's therapy too. I look at the good things in life.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And speaking for me, this is going to be my first album ever in my whole entire 48 years of being on this planet. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be my first album ever. You know what I'm saying? Niggas been waiting on me to drop an album for like 15, 16, 17 summers. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't never dropped. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, I couldn't drop because I was helping everybody else. I was producing for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was being a consultant, assistant, doing shows, you know what I'm saying, with different people and assisting with them shows. So I ain't never had really, you know, no time to myself. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that stroke really woke me up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm finna get off all this shit, you know what I'm saying, before I leave here, you know what I'm saying? And I got another super chronic album coming after this album, you know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers better get ready for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm hitting them hard. I'm hitting them where it hurts.
Straight up from the gate up, bro. That's real, man.
Oh, shit.
And I'm loving this. And I'm loving the reinsurgence of DJs. You know, I feel like DJs are and always will be very vital to hip-hop, you know, so it's good to see that too. But, team, before we go ahead and get into the final track of the night, I did want to throw it at my boy Jay the Prophet just real quick, man. I just wanted to ask you, bro, how you feeling getting settled in with Ground Hard Radio? It's your second episode. You got many more to come this season, man. But how you fitting in around this motherfucker? As you can see, we're a wild bunch, man. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's family. So what's good with you? And also, bro, if you got any plugs out there that you want to get out there and let the folks know something, you got the microphone.
You feel me, man? Like, you feel me? I feel the same as I felt the last time, right at home. You feel me? Couldn't be in no better place. So shout out to the whole Grind Hard team. Thanks for having me. You feel me? Because that's real right there. You feel me? And my new single just Dance Water Dance. You feel me? Like I'm saying, I'm taking the rap game to a whole different level. My album is dropping on the 2nd, you feel me? Shout out to Katamafioso, my bed is left hidden. But,
it's all good.
Shout out to
give me a shot, shit.
You feel me? Shout out to me on the album, you feel me? I went crazy, but you gonna see. You feel me? I'm gonna make sure I do my part.
No doubt. I'm glad to have you. Hey, it's all about the youth. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad to be a part of, you know, greatness in your life. You know what I'm saying? And you being part of greatness in my life as well. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
That's real. That's what it is. All right, no doubt, man. And speaking of Jay the Prophet, it's a lot more to come from him this season on Ground Hard Radio. Bro, definitely got some shit up his sleeve this season, man, so make sure y'all tune in for that. GroundHardRadio.com. If you got your last-minute shout-outs, make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043. Fellas, we're going to go ahead and get into the final track of the night. We come back, we do our shout-outs, and we're going to get the hell up out of here. So the final track of the night goes to...
Uh-oh.
If I can find this motherfucker, can I get a drum roll, please?
Can we get some
drum roll?
Can we
get some drums, please? Can we get some drums, please? You already know what's happening. The final track of the night goes to, you know what I'm saying, our OG over here at Ground Hard Radio, Carter Mafioso, whatever you want to get into, bro, so we could definitely do that. What you got
Hard time.
ENT.
No doubt.
803 stand up.
Hard time.
Let's run that No Disrespect with me and, me and the God King Ski. You know what I'm saying?
That's
something for the God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Still no disrespect to God.
Yeah, you know we got something on that, man. But I want you to get some promo out there too, bro. You know what I'm saying? Before we put that track on, let us know what you're working on, big bro.
No doubt. If you haven't downloaded or streamed, go to your store and stream or download that COVID-19 and that I'm Authentic. You know what I'm saying? Those are my two singles I got out right now. Show Your Love. Go to Live 365, you know what I'm saying, and check out my show, Time to Build, featuring my DJ, your favorite DJ, the Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles, and my sister, the Queen, Miss Chief, you know what I'm saying? And a whole lot of other episodes of Ground Hard Radio Network. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout out to the ones... You know what I'm saying? That's still here in the mind.
and not in the physical, you know, Love Jones, Miss Blue, Mr. Dave, you know what I mean?
Rest in peace.
And Miss Mika. You know what I mean? We love y'all.
Yeah.
You know? And I got this major album I'm about to drop called County to Carolina Volume 2, featuring a host of artists produced by Dope Ass Music. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't already, go to your local store or your favorite store or online store and get that County to Carolina, The Voyage. You know what I'm saying? That's Volume 1. You know what I'm saying? And we're doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? Ground Hard Radio style.
Check game on them. That's how we do.
Right.
And here it is.
And we about
cut them off of your show. Go ahead, bro. I ain't even cut you off. You got it. Look at me. I'm ready to jump in like a motherfucker.
I'm about to cut you off, my bad.
No, it's all good. Black Larry King, baby. Just cut them off of your show. Featuring King Ski with No Disrespect. Live right here on Ground Hard Radio. You can't be disrespecting the God.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? What's the good neighbor, Peter Lay the Boss? You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
Can't be disrespecting the gods. 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 Can't be disrespecting the gods.
Ain't taking no disrespect. I'm labeled the king of the mid. Get love from your hood or your set. In the game so long, I'm a bit. Don't get involved with the nonsense. Yeah, I stay woke, I'm conscious. South Mecca, the residence. Our lives were manifesting. We go from knowledge to born. Born back to knowledge. 120 is my college. I'm a universal flag with honors. Now my duty's to teach ya. It don't matter long as I reach ya. Cause they trying to defeat ya. And they really don't want me to free ya. They trying to keep all y'all blind. Feeding your poisonous line. Keeping you deaf and dumb. That's the reason you're losing your mind. I stay wise and civilized. Right over left, stand the vanguard. Coming through, we the God tribe. Reppin' the sun and the moon and the star. I be divine, universal. 360 degrees, my circle. Ain't nothing worse than a savage. A snake could turn back and bite ya. The wise man of the east, whose name is Allah. The supreme being, the black man is God. Can't be disrespecting the gods. 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 Can't be disrespecting the gods.
Introducing my DJ, DJ Bass Mob.
King Ski, where you been? I've been around the world, but I'm back again. I've been trapping.
Good Loud Studio.
King Ski, where you been? I've been around the world, but I'm back again. I've been trafficking, but that's past tense. On my Tina Snow, cash shit. Shamboy and a skeet mash on the beat. Jimmy Butler flow, I deliver heat. Kids with no regard, disrespect the guard. Look up in the sky, pull them next to guard. Bar for bar, track for track. We got old heads, we got Thundercats. We got auto-tune, we got commercial ads. Conscious rap, but no mumble crap. It ain't none of that, we done with that. And if the action caught her, I am back. The fire's back and I'm firing that. Mummy style, that's a rap.
The gods, can't be disrespecting 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 the gods.
Ooh. God damn. All right, wait. Anybody want to throw anything out there? Not a time to do it. And we're going to start off with my motherfucking big broski, the host, called a mafioso. Turn up for a motherfucking check. Ma, I love you, nigga.
Yeah. True,
It's your boy Kyle Mafioso, aka Face Mom, the Hood Loud King. Shout out to everybody who checked us out tonight. Most of all, shout out to the Black Letter King, Kit Chronicles.
Good show.
Shout out to Charles Billinger, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chief the Queen, Beat Shot Representer. Shout out to Miss Angel 904. Shout out to the hottest beat maker out right now, Dope Ass Music, my mom, brother. Shout out to DJ Sergeant Rock Up on Your Motherfucking Block. Shout out to
Trill.
Trill. Shout out to Jay the Prophet. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Young Nah,
Yo.
Nah Black with the good mixes. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Trinidad family. Razor. You know what I mean? Shout out to the 803 Hard Time family. You know what I mean? Peace to the 5%ers. And I'm out. I love y'all. Ma. Trill.
You did. That's what's up. All right,
Ma.
Man. We're going to take it over here to the West Coast, and we're going to throw it to Mr. Team No Filter, Dope-Ass Music. Throw yourself out there, bro.
Shit. Hey, first of all, I want to give a big shout-out to my man, E-Dub, the Silent Assassin. Shout-out to E-Dub, Silent Assassin.
That's a damn shame.
Shout-out to Jay the Prophet for, you know what I'm saying? For showing out this season, you know, making Jim's favorite song of 2020 so far. And he overtook Wet Floor.
Yeah, that popped that up. Don't be acting like you know me, nigga. Don't act like you know my playlist, nigga. Go ahead on. But I am bumping that shit in the car. That popped that. That shit go.
Hell yeah! It's all right. We coming for that number one. We coming for that number one spot with this Cali to Carolina. We coming for that number
Let's
one
get
spot.
It. I love it.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to DJ Sergeant Rock. Man, we waiting on that nasty track. Come on, quit bullshitting. Give us the nasty track.
Let's go. Let's go.
definitely want to give a shout out to my mob brother, the man that makes it fun for me to do hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Because I was done with hip hop, but you know, Kata always motivating me. So, shout out to Kata Mafioso.
Salute, Ma. Proud of you.
True. Man. I want to give a shout out to my lousy, no good kid out there in Texas. Shout out to my lousy,
Dorino.
No good kid, Dorino. Shout out to him.
Well, damn.
I'm
about to shout the man name out. I know, and I'm talking
you
about real. You know, I ain't
no.
Good,
God,
I'm just as not good either. My bad.
Hey, we already know, man. You saying when we? I gotta tell it like it is. He get it honest though. I'm proud of that. And then of course, I want to give a big shout out to my man Jit for always holding us down. I ain't gonna say nothing, you know, about Jit tonight because he on that drink. He might fuck around here and send shots out from Florida, so I'm gonna be cool tonight.
Nah, it's all good. Yeah. I love you. That's what's
damn.
Up.
And we outro.
Right. We outro.
Okay.
That's what's up. That's what it is, man. All right. Let's throw it to our special guest co-host, Jay the Prophet. Throw yourself out there, boss. Killing it this season.
Man, it's your man, Jay the Prophet. You feel me? People's Champ. You feel me? Shout out Ground Hard. You feel me? Shout out Kata Mafioso. Shout out all my fans. You feel me? And shout out for, you feel me, everybody sticking by me. You feel me? We're going to take off this season. We're going to do something special, man.
Let's get it. Turn up. All right, man. I ain't going to hold y'all too long. You know what I'm saying? It's the Black Larry King. Make sure you follow me on social media. That's Twitter and Instagram at Jit Chronicles King. Salute to everybody, man. This is already an amazing start to a great fucking season. Shout out to our EP, Mr. Charles Bellinger. You know what I'm saying? Like DJ Sergeant Rock always say, he keeps the motherfucking lights on. And y'all make sure y'all tune in, groundhardradio.com. We going uncut this Thursday with Lady B and DJ Sergeant Rock. Bro, I'm going to throw it to you. Get your plugs out there, bro, and take us out. Ma. Tune in Thursday.
Man.
Love y'all. Grounded out for life.
Man, look, don't forget to stop by Live 365, you know what I'm saying, and check out all the recent episodes of Time to Build, Grind Hard Radio, Radio Diva, College Park Radio. It's a whole bunch of shit on that motherfucker. So you got
thousands upon thousands of episodes to choose from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and we need to have a contest of what's everybody's favorite episode. We need to have a contest, you know what I'm saying?
We should do that. I'm with
that.
I like
What's your favorite episode contest coming soon? The Grind Hard Radio. You know what
Let's
I'm saying?
That.
Hey, salute to Charles Billiger because he keeps the lights on in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? For real. Much love to the Black Larry King. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Big Broski. You know what
love
I mean?
You, bro,
you are the best boss that anybody could ever have. You know what I'm saying? And that's Trill. You know what I'm saying?
That's love, bro. I
much love. Much love to Cotto Mafioso. You know what I'm saying? Hard Time ENT. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Big Broski. You know what I'm
love
saying?
Too,
for real,
bro.
For real. Always. You know what I'm saying? Hey, much love to Miss Chief, the Queen of GHR, Miss Angel 904, the Trill Queen of GHR.
Love you, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Much love to E-Dub. You know what I'm saying? He's in this bitch. And he's in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? He's not in this bitch, but he's in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to E-Dub, the 228 boy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, much love to dope-ass music. Keep dropping that hot fire. You know what I'm saying? We love it. You know what I'm saying? You showing your ass this year, boy. I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? Much love. Shout out to 305 Razor and this bitch. You know what I'm saying? The R&B gangster of Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? Much love to Young Na on the boards because he stay on the boards mixing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Much love. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Team Rock with me in this bitch. And Jay the Prophet. What can I say? Brand new addition to the family. And might I add, you kicking ass. You know what I'm saying? For real. So
just keep
doing your thing. Keep doing your thug sizzle. You know what I'm saying? Because we rock with you here at Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Salute.
DJ Sergeant Rock, to be announced. I'm out this raglass bitch, you know what I'm saying? Trill.
We out, true. Deuces. In my Chris Brown voice. We out.
Trill.
Grind Hard Radio, you bastard.
Trill.